what I'd be looking for is something where there's a change point, something that you think, oh, things are different after this. I don't know that I'm greatly into the first this and the first that, like the first white baby born here and the first minister that comes through, but more the things that after that you can say, well, things are a little bit different.
Bob, what are your thoughts on that, the notion of significance?
Yeah, look, I would agree with Linda's initial comments. I suppose a couple of criteria that I would look to is an event that transcends generations. So not something that's particular to one generation of Gippslanders, but runs through time. And I think something that affects a significant part of the region and not just one, you know, pocket of the region. And I suppose a third criteria might be an event or series of events or a person that has an influence or a degree of publicity that extends beyond Gippsland and finds itself on the national or international stage.
Okay, so we have the idea of change being brought about by this event, the idea that it is more than just a temporary change, as Bob, as you say, it transcends generations, it is across the region, so it's not just something that happens in Township A or Township B, and also its influence is perhaps, its ripple effect is actually broader than just Gippsland. That's a fair set of criteria. Off the top of your heads, and Linda, come back to you, would you have a bit of a top one or two events in Gippsland history that might tick a couple of those boxes at least?
It's really interesting because the other thing that I've been sort of exercising my mind on is whether it has to be unique to Gippsland. Because one of my interesting significance ones is the coming of rabbits to Gippsland. They came everywhere, but when they finally came to Gippsland, it had a really, really profound effect. So rabbits didn't only come just to Gippsland, but they were very significant for Gippsland. One of the other ones, Bob, there was talking about significant people. I think you've probably got to say when Alfred William Howard first came to Gippsland, that was a significant event because he then scientifically and anthropologically examined Gippsland and did incredibly good and important work. But he was also important on an Australian scale because he led the expeditions that found out what happened to Burke and Wills and then again came back into Gippsland. So they're two that have got wider connotations than just in Gippsland.
And it's interesting, talking around the office and talking to friends, Macmillan's name gets mentioned, Howard's name doesn't.
That about sums it up, because everyone likes to have this great band view of history, where the first thing that happens when you say history is they say Angus Macmillan because they want a great man to put on a pedestal. But they don't consider that there were significant other exploration or occupation events. Mm. Before Macmillan, with other Europeans coming into Gippsland well before him. And whenever you say, name the great woman of Gippsland, they will generally name Agnes Bunteen because she's had a good publicity agent or she's been popular, and it takes them a while before they think of Mary Grant Bruce.
Mm. Yeah. Robert Haldane, come to you because we've been throwing the word significant around, but we've also been throwing the word Gippsland around. And in speaking to you a couple of days ago, you think there's actually significance in the fact that the region, which has no border, is known as Gippsland, is in itself a very significant milestone in the development of the southeastern region of Victoria.
Yes, yes, Jared. I believe quite fiercely that the original naming and mapping of Gippsland created an abstract concept that we've sort of worked to ever since. If you look at the very early maps of Gippsland, the ones that are actually named Gippsland, they have a starting point. They'll have places like Port Albert marked on them, but there were no extreme boundaries. Like the outer limits weren't actually clearly defined. So we have this massive land that had never previously been known as Gippsland, with a fairly amorphous boundary. And to this very day, we try and work within the boundaries that were delineated. And I've often wondered what would have happened if the western end, for instance, had been named Gippsland and the eastern end had been named Caledonia Australis, whether that we would have been in a totally different world, in a sense.
Mm. Before we let you go, we're going to be asking the audience to sort of generate ideas for us as well in terms of significant events, and we might use the four or five touch points that we've identified here. for you too, Linda, you've mentioned about the coming of rabbits. What? Give me another one or two events in your thinking that are of particular significance for this corner of the country.
Well, Bob's actually mentioned one that, or alluded to one that I'd forgotten about, which is the actual surveying of the Black Allen Line, which is the straight line piece of the border from the source of the Murray, when they settled on where that was, to the coast, which happened in 1861. And that's what said, well, Gippsland's on that side of the line and New South Wales on the other.
Mm.
So that one's important.
And that was only actually, because there was a ceremony up there only about 2 or 3 years ago where whoever it is in the government that looks after maps eventually said that either made a commemoration to it or actually said this is actually now officially where the line is. It was never actually, I don't know whether it was never officially made. I can't quite recall now, but it was still a living aspect of their job at least.
It is, and it's one of the most incredible pieces of surveying with all the cairns on places like Mount Useful and Mount Wellington, and I've forgotten where the further east ones are. That of its time, it was a major work. And one of my other ones is another major work, which is the building of the Glenmaggie Weir Wall, which happened totally with steam and horsepower, and probably at the time was Gippsland's largest infrastructure project. And that had started 1919 and was finished about 1926, 27. And that led to the MID, the McAllister Irrigation District, which is incredibly significant. And that is one that is only within Gippsland, not one of the ones like Raddatz Coming or the First World War and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Bob Haldane, a couple from you?
Yeah, look, a few quick ones. Jez, I think the construction of a permanent entrance to the Gippsland Lakes is one I'd have high on my list. The proclamation and setting aside of large tracts of Gippsland as national park. We've got some very old national parks. People had the foresight to do that a long time ago, and it really has shaped the region. And I think the discovery of oil and natural gas off the Gippsland coast.
Neither of you have mentioned gold, which I'm curious about. Linda?
You haven't given us enough time yet.
Well, it's going to be a long series. We'll get to gold, undoubtedly. Okay. Fair enough. Look, thank you very much. We'll come back to you and to other colleagues in the field of history to talk to these some of these points in coming weeks. But thank you for sort of setting the scene for us, at least here on the Breakfast Show. We'll let you go. Thanks for your time.
Good. Pleasure. Thanks, Jez.